Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Welcome to the Sports Lounge, weekly review of the week in sports, a look behind the scenes. I'm Michael Horn, but the star of our show is a guy who's eating Wahoo fish tacos. I don't know why at the beginning of the show. The all-pro defensive end, the Sultan, two safeties in one game in the same quarter, the acting legend, the one and only Fred Dreyer.
Now, the reason I am eating fish tacos is because...
Just swallow, please.
It's because they're wing lambs fish tacos.
How unprofessional
fresh,
to actually
fresh. No,
be
it's not. No, it's
eating
not. People
without under, our audience I, with
people,
a wing lamb's fish taco.
People understand. That's life. You know, you eat in front of the TV, eat on the radio. All I can tell you is
you're the
it's
host.
So good. Exactly right. That's why I can say this.
Yes.
This is the best taco, salmon, fish tacos I've ever eaten
now,
in my entire life.
Wahoo's Fish Taco. We're going to get the story from the creator, Wing Lamb. But Wahoo's Fish Taco, 60 locations across the country. Just it's made with Wahoo fish. It's delicious. We had some. We're going to post the video up on our website at crntalk.com so you can watch the master Wing Lamb put that together for you. But, of course, you, Fred Dreyer, because of your fondness for salmon, forced Chef Lamb into making a Wahoo fish taco without the Wahoo. Instead, it was the salmon. Now, how was it?
I just told you it's the best fish taco I've ever eaten.
So you're going to force him to start offering
these? I don't force anybody
all
60 to do anything.
Locations?
When they come into my presence, they just kind of understand how I work. That's
okay.
All they do.
Yeah,
that's all it is.
Trust me, I know that.
That's all
I
it
know
is.
How you work. That is true.
Flip the cards over there.
That's
how much
it.
Time we got?
We got
left.
A lot of stuff to do on the show today. We're going to talk about new football coming out on the show. We're going to talk about some injuries and spring training.
New failed football coming up.
You don't know if it's failed yet.
Believe me.
It hasn't even started yet.
Believe me, is it going to fail?
It's famous. You know, when the XFL came out, I picked up one of their footballs waiting for it to increase in value.
The deflated one?
Yeah, it's still sitting there. Deflated, but we might be able to throw it around a little bit and
yes.
Do something. So we got a lot of stuff to do on the show today. Everything talking about behind the scenes, what's going on in the world of sports. Here's the thing. Check out Fred Dreyer's new website, freddreyer.co. Your movie, Highway 395,
right.
Is on that site. They can download it.
That's right.
They can do it there. Follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R. Facebook.com, that's /TheRealFredDreyer. And you can email Fred at freddreyer@crntalk.com. Mm-hmm. Fred Dreyer.
That's right.
CRNtalk.com.
That's correct.
Mystery Tackle Box is the most fun and affordable way to discover new lures every month. Go to mtbfish.com/fishtalkradio now. Select your target species, select your subscription length, get your Mystery Tackle Box delivered, and catch more fish. It's that easy. They offer 7 different species and monthly to 12-month subscriptions, plus gift subscriptions that are perfect for any angler. Not only will you discover new lures and save up to 40% off retail prices, but Mystery Tackle Box also produces amazing content on their blog, social media, and YouTube channel to help make you a better, more well-rounded angler. And we've partnered with them to get you all a great deal. Use the promo code FISHTALK for $10 off your first subscription. Visit mtbfish.com/fishtalkradio to learn more and subscribe. That's mtbfish.com/fishtalkradio.
Our crew Chris Walls, and I'm a truck driver from Missouri. For 13 hours a night, I sit in my truck and I drive. Out of boredom, I'll stop and eat. If I'm not doing fast food, I guarantee there's a bag of chips open on my dashboard. That was all until Andro 400. I started out 4 months ago, and since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. There's no cravings. I actually don't even think about food. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that that went away, and I can only contribute that to Andro 400. One thing that Andro 400 said on the radio ad is it attacks belly fat. Well, let me tell you, it did. The second month is where I saw a drastic change in the size of my stomach. I've lost 6 inches. This product really does work.
So guys, if you'd like to experience similar results, then get Andro 400. The safe, natural, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come springtime, you can just sit back and relax. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small. Painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app. Home Advisor.
Have you ever worked at a place where they didn't want you talking about your salary? Actually, have you ever worked anywhere where they did? Unlikely. But don't you have a right to know? If only there were a simple solution. Well, now there is.
How we find jobs has changed. On Indeed.com, our company reviews give you the inside track on thousands of companies. You can research salaries, benefits, company cultures, and more. All on Indeed.com. Search for greatness. Search Indeed, the world's number one job site. Indeed is the world's number one job site according to ComScore total visits.
We are back in the lounge, the sports lounge, coming to you from the studios of CRN Digital Talk Radio. I am Michael Horn. The star of our program is the guy we call Sultan. The Sultan of Safeties, as I mentioned at the top of the show, two safeties in one game in the same quarter. I don't think that will ever be broken, that record. He's, of course, the acting legend. We're talking about the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Thank you so much, and please excuse my my taste buds just frothing here because I cannot stop eating this chicken.
That's like the third fish taco you've had. Will you slow down? Ben Roethlisberger had the record of six.
Yeah, well, tonight I'm going to go past Ben. Tonight I'm going past Ben. You got that that grill chopped up.
Welcome to Wing Lamb. Welcome is in the studio with us, the creator, the owner of Wahoo's Fish Tacos. Now what, 60 locations across the country?
60 locations.
Wait a second. We don't not say that again. There we go.
60 locations in 30 years.
60 wow. Location, 30 years on the spot. You told us the story, but tell our audience here how you started with the Wahoo Fish Taco. Wahoo is a fish.
Yep.
It's a fish. And how did this whole thing start? Where'd you get the idea 30 years ago?
Well, I went to school at San Diego State. Two of my kid brothers.
Wait, hold on a second.
That's right. Another Aztec.
Wait a second.
Synergy.
Wait a minute. Hold the phone.
Right.
A second. Two San Diego State alumni against the Cal State Northridge? Come on.
Yeah, the Matador has not got a chance.
We beat UCLA. I don't know if you guys ever beat anybody in football. Don't tell us those stories again.
They would beat Miami.
Okay, so you're both an Aztec.
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, yeah. That's the synergy. That's
Aztec.
Here.
I like that. That's good. Okay, 30 years ago, you're going to college.
I'm down at San Diego State, and part of the ritual is when you go to school down there,
yep.
South of the border trips, surfing. So both my kid brothers, Mingo and Ed, whenever they would make their way down to San Diego,
right.
We go a little surfing, and guess what happens when you're done surfing? Fish tacos.
Because you're in the ocean.
Yep.
You're there with the fish. That's what you think about, right?
Yep.
So would you bring the food? I mean, did they tell you to do it, or were Mingo and Ed like chefs as well? Who ended up making the food?
Well, back in the days that, you know, New Mexico was like much cheaper just to eat on the side of the road there. They were basically 50 cents a taco.
So they made them there, right?
Oh, yeah.
What kind of meat did they have in the fish taco?
Well, that's questionable.
It's sketchy.
Don't go there.
Mexican tacos deep in the heartland is very sketchy.
Your brother's still alive, Mingo and Ed.
Yeah.
They're okay, good. You look fine.
Yes,
okay.
We're all here.
So that gave you the idea, and then? Yeah.
Then after coming back from school, we're back in Orange County, settled down. I was already working, and the whole surf industry, a lot of guys were talking about having a place to hang out after surfing.
In California.
In California. And everybody said, hey, you know what? How come nobody's doing fish tacos? And in the end, it was like, well, because nobody had the restaurant experience except for me and my brothers. Because my parents have had restaurants all over the world. And we sat around and goes, you know, that'd be kind of a cool playing thing to, if we can open in Costa Mesa, which is at the mecca of the surf industry.
It was. Yep. Beach Boys, all that stuff
surf,
going on, right?
Surf capital of the world.
Surf City, yep. USA, yeah.
Yeah. And we literally, we opened the doors in the fall of 88 and basically thought, hey, if you build it, they'll come, but you got to build it close enough.
Right.
And all the factories, the Billabongs, the Quicksilvers were right near us. And little by little.
Those are surfboard companies, right?
The clothing companies. Right. Yeah. And little by little, they started coming in, and they started asking us to do events with them, and the rest is basically history.
Amazing, and the story is there. This is 30 years later, 60 locations. What kind of restaurants did your parents have?
They had Chinese restaurants all over the world.
Yeah, all over the world. So yep. You have always had an idea of expanding, but they never had 60. You got 60 of these now.
Yeah, I think at the height, my parents might have had like 5 restaurants.
Yeah, that's really something.
Yeah,
And your parents are still around?
Oh, yeah. They're in their mid-80s, and they're still kicking it.
They still have a restaurant?
Oh, yeah.
Where can we go to their restaurant?
It's the Shanghai Pine Garden on Balboa Island. It's been open since 1971.
That is famous on Balboa Island.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You used to hang out at the beach all the time.
I was all over Balboa Island and Newport Beach and Costa Mesa and Corona Del Mar and Laguna Niguel and...
All this local
places.
Stuff.
All that local places.
This is where the surf craze really started. And so you start this up, and then why the decision to go with Wahoo Fish? Was that just, it seemed the best to you or what?
Well, we know we're all joking about the name of the restaurant. And one, we didn't want to name it after any one of us, just in case it didn't work.
Yeah. Right?
Oh, yeah, Wing failed or Mingo failed, whatever. Yeah. So we were looking for a fish. And, you know, some name. And my brother had just, you know, gone to Hawaii. And they were talking about calling it Ono's, which is basically Hawaiian for Wahoo.
Yeah.
And then we thought, well, people in the mainland might mispronounce it and say, oh, no, instead of
yes.
Ono.
Yes, could
very And my
well
brother
be.
Said, hey, there's another way to call it in Hawaii. It's called Wahoo's. So he had just come back, and we were all, you know, talking about it. Another friend of mine goes, yeah, Wahoo's. It's what the big fishermen go after, sport fishing. It's
right.
Like one of the most prized.
It's very popular in Hawaii. You go to restaurants in Hawaii along Kanapali Beach.
Oh, yeah.
They have Ono. It's like, that's the fish. And next time I'm going to say, oh, I'll have that Wahoo.
Exactly.
Right?
So we thought, hey, why not have a restaurant named after the best fish? So that's how we came up with it.
And I'm a salmon fan as well, like Fred Dreyer. But this is moisture and just wonderful. The consistency is still there and it's very moist. It's delicious. Now, what do you put on there? I know you have like on the Tahoe, the taco, you put cheese, a blend of cheese.
Yep.
And you actually put, you're heating up the taco, the shell on there, and then you put the cheese on top so it kind of sticks to it, right? Because people that sprinkle it on later, it all falls out. And then you put the fish on, and then what?
Well, we put a little bit of what we call it our tropical slaw that we came up with. It's a citrus
beautiful,
slaw.
By the way.
So basically, it's cabbage, you know, green onion, cilantro, and it's got, you know, olive oil and lime juices. So it's very clean, very simple. It's
but
almost
layers
like,
of flavor in that with the cilantro and the onion and the cabbage.
Yeah, and then a little bit of the green roasted pepper sauce and a little fresh pico de gallo.
And it's just spicy enough, not too spicy, which I love.
Yeah, because too many restaurants overpower with a lot of jalapenos, a lot of that. And pretty much after you get the heat, you can't taste anything else.
That's correct.
They're very personable. He does a great job personalizing your taco.
He's very good. And we're, as I say, we took a video of this. It'll be up at our website at the lounge show with, what is our website, the new one here? I keep forgetting now because you can go to crandtalk.com, but you can also go to the Sports Lounge or Fred Dreyer Show.
Fred Dreyer Show.
Yeah,
it's Fred Dreyer Show, I think.
Yeah,
I think that's Fred Dreyer Show.
It's right here in front of me. Thank you.
Hey, now, Wing.
How could I forget that?
You have a store in Philadelphia.
Oh, yeah.
Tell us about the Super Bowl.
Well, luckily for us or everybody, the right quarterback caught the ball when the other one guy dropped it.
Yes.
I mean, we're all cheering for the guys, but everybody wants to see the underdog, right?
Yep.
And
not
what better story?
You know, not necessarily. Wayne.
Trust me, I got a lot of friends from the other team.
I like Belichick. But go ahead, talk about your victory. Go on.
So we have a store. I mean, it's in the heart of what I call College Town. It's right across from Drexel University and 2 blocks away from UPenn. So the place was just buzzing. I mean, the guy caught the ball. I mean, really? Come on. What a play, right?
Yeah.
And the funny part is, I guess, the play was originally designed by Matt Barkley.
Oh, he designed the play?
Yes, he designed the play when I think he was playing for Chicago.
Wow.
So he's the guy who is due credit, right? But I don't think when he did it, it won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but you gotta have a lot of tacos to call that in the Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah, a lot of tacos.
That's what they say.
You see what I mean?
You got a lot of tacos.
You got a lot of fish tacos.
A lot of it. All right, so can you hang with us here for the whole show? Can you be like a co-host today?
Absolutely.
Good, because I'm going to get out of here and go back and have some more fish. I'll stay here, too. No. We got a lot to talk about. Fred's got to say, oh, boy. Fred's going silent, so you can see here. He goes, this is number three. He's on his third taco.
I'm going here.
And you said Ben Roethlisberger, when he discovered this, came to your shop in Costa Mesa, and not only had one, not two, but he had six tacos.
Six of them, yep.
Big Ben, that's why they call him Big Ben.
That's right.
Yeah, that's good stuff. All right, Wing Lam is here, the owner, the creator of Wahoo Fish Tacos. We've got Fred Dreyer, the sports legend. I'm Michael Horn. It is the Sports Lounge. Stay with us.
Nothing feels better this time of year, Fred, to come home after a long, hard day at work and create a healthy, fresh meal for your family and do it in under 40 minutes.
Well, salmon's my best.
I know. You love the salmon.
I mean, the salmon's terrific, as well as all the other meals. And, you know, it's very affordable, less than $10 per person per meal. Blue Apron delivers seasonal recipes along with a pre-proportioned ingredients to make delicious home-cooked meals.
And this is fantastic. Blue Apron, if you haven't tried it, it is the number one fresh ingredient and recipe delivery service in the country. Its mission is to make incredible home cooking accessible to everyone. Everything comes pre-packaged, as you mentioned, all proportioned out. You have very little waste, and you have a healthy, easy-to-prepare meal that's fun. It's something you can feel good about. And we have a special offer specifically for listeners to our program. Check out this week's menu and get your first three meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/dryer. That's blueapron.com/dryer.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions Fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Gonna enjoy the show today if you like our bumper music. Gonna play a little extra today on the show because I'm Michael Horn, but the star of our show, Fred Dreyer, is enjoying throughout the show today Wing Lam's Wahoo Fish Tacos, and he's eating them during the break, and I'm just giving him a chance to swallow and wash it down with his alkaline water. Today, his Pacifico. Welcome back to the show, and here's Fred Dreyer.
Thank you so much. This is a great combination. Salmon, fish tacos from one and only Wing Lam, owner of Wahoo's Fish Tacos. He's got 60 stores here in America. And he is a great host, great taco swordsman. And I couldn't have a better beer than Pacifico to wash it down.
Is there a beer, and Wing Lam is our guest on the show today, is there a prescribed beer? Do you serve beer at the restaurants?
Oh, yeah, we have food.
What's the number one?
Pacifico and Corona.
Yeah, because you just have that kind of feel, right? When you're talking about surfing, it's like Corona, Pacifico, you go over. You know, I have to tell you this story, and some of you have heard this before, but I'm a Czech American, and in the Czech Republic, we started beer. Pilsner beer all started there. The original Budweiser is there, Budvar. Yep. And then they still sell the original, but some guys in Germany took it. The other brother left and turned it into whatever that stuff is they call it today. And actually, but you can't buy Budweiser in the Czech Republic. And likewise, if you buy Budvar outside of the Czech Republic, it's called Czechvar. Yep. And you can get it. But here's the thing. The Czechs went to Mexico. And while there, they introduced the standards of beer to the likes of the great breweries. That's why there's a Bohemia. And I'm a big fan of Pacifico and Corona myself.
Oh, yeah. Good beers. I think all the Euros, you know, whether they were Germans, Czechs, whatever, South American beer, Brahma, I mean, there's some amazing, and they're all either Pilsners or Lagers.
That's it. They're very good. And then Wing Lam knows his stuff. Now, let's get into some sports. And you're a big sports fan, right? Yeah. So here's our first story. And I got to get the information here from Fred because, you know, Vince McMahon, he's got his World Wrestling Federation now, WWE, World Wrestling Entertainment, and he had the XFL. And they did a lot of things in the XFL with that camera that goes across on the wires and all that stuff. Well, he's looking to return back on television in 2020, but he might have competition because there's an Alliance of American Football going to launch in February of next year, 2019. And this new league is a joint effort between the producer-director Charlie Ebersole, Dick's son, and several former NFL players. Are you gotten involved in this, Fred?
No, I'm stay clear of that one.
Why?
I don't want to be around when the thing goes down.
Well, they got a couple of NFLers. They got Troy Polamalu. They got Hines Ward.
Polamalu.
I know, that's what I said. And they've got linebacker Jared Allen is there.
Yep.
And he's also got a former GM, Bill Polian. They got, Vince McMahon must be upset about this a little bit. I'm voting for Vince to do it, but these guys are going to get a year jump on him.
Look, they failed with the XFL several years ago. I think, was it 2002, 2004? Was that when they had the XFL?
Somewhere
right around there. Anyway, they failed miserably because the product is terrible. It's a joke. And now they've got this other one coming out here. There's 8 teams, 10 weeks of play.
Wing. Do you agree with him on this?
Well, it's entertaining, but again, you know, it's the wrong time of the year. Because if you're used to football in the fall, it's kind of hard to play in other parts of the year.
Especially when it's bad football.
8 teams, they're going to run for 10 weeks, and then just 4 teams in the playoffs. They'll be stacked with 50-man rosters. Ebersole wants to draw from the pool of players who don't make it in the NFL.
Of course.
There you go. I mean,
what could be wrong with that?
Yeah.
There's going to be 8 host cities. They announced those in the next few months. And there's going to be a shorter play clock, fewer commercial breaks. There won't be any onside kickoffs.
That won't last.
No kickoffs. The ball will be set at the 25-yard line. The teams must go to a 2-point conversion after every touchdown.
Yeah.
And Ebersole has already made a deal to air the first game on CBS.
Yeah, there's no reason. There's no reason. Here's my lament.
What's that?
What they should do is bring back a league that puts back the integrity and the rules and regulations of the original National Football League from 1980. the rules of there's no reason not
old
to
rule football.
There's no reason not to have kickoffs. There just isn't. It's this. Well, we've got to make sure that no one gets hurt. Then get rid of the sport.
You don't think putting the ball on a 25-yard line makes sense?
No, I don't. It's BS. And they should have kickoffs. People want to see kickoffs. It's all take home runs away from baseball. You know, take away all of the big opportunities to have a opening kickoff return, and you've got this pathetic league of the National Football League. What they should do is bring a new league in with the old rules of the National Football League. That's what they should be doing, and have decent uniforms and have a lot of chicks.
No home runs in baseball. Wing, I guess you're gonna have to scratch our idea.
I know.
We are back in the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn, along with the star of our show, the one and only Fred Dreyer, and our guest star on the show today, Wing Lam of Wahoo Fish Tacos, 60 locations all around the country. He's sitting in here with us today.
And by the way, yes? A great sportsman. You're a great sportsman. And not only are you a good sport, but you're a surfer. And you're, what else are you?
Hold on a second. Are you eating more fish tacos?
Yeah, I wouldn't worry about what I'm doing over here.
That's like really four breaks in a row.
I wouldn't worry. I really wouldn't worry about
you
it.
You young kids out there who admire Fred Dreyer, please look at him for his football and acting genius. But
don't talk to my fan base like that.
I'm sorry, Mr. Dreyer. All right, so I got to talk to you a little baseball news here, because spring training, you know, we're getting ready to open the season now, and I'm watching TV the other day. I'm watching a spring training. I think it's the Oakland A's and the Dodgers, and I watch. Oh my gosh, we got some kind of. Is there a dog in the studio here? What's going on?
Run that guy
can't
out.
Can't you
of
shut
here.
That phone off anyway? So here's the deal. So they're playing, and Justin Turner is batting, and he gets hit by a pitch. And I talked to you, Fred Dreyer, about it, and you get really upset about this. What's the problem with that?
Well, it's his fault. He got hit.
Who, Justin Turner's?
No. Who else got hit?
Oh, what happened? Why are you blaming him?
What are you talking about?
Why are you blaming him?
I'm blaming him because he was in a perfect position to not get hit. He look, this guy leads the Dodgers in being hit the last 4 years.
It's very true.
He gets hit all the time, and he gets hit on inside pitches. And you should be a little goosey and be looking for it when you see a pitch coming inside to get out of there and clear yourself. He didn't do any of it.
He did not move.
He just kind of turned his body and his wrist into the pitch, and it hit him, and it broke his wrist.
Wing, your thoughts on this?
Well, you know, if you're known for getting hit, right, at least know where to get hit so it's not going to affect your playing career.
Now, what does this mean to the Dodgers? Because there's a story out. He said, his wrist wasn't injured, it's broken. Yeah. He's going to be out for a while. He's got a non-displaced fracture. The Dodgers don't know when he's going to return. He's going to be out at least a few weeks, maybe more, maybe till the beginning of May. And so the Dodgers have a lot of options there. What do you think? Logan Forsythe, move him from second to third? What do you think?
There's Logan Forsythe. There's Utley. There's about six guys. Hernandez, a Farmer, who I like very much.
E.K. Hernandez could play there. Chris Taylor, Austin Barnes.
That's right. You got about six guys who could play there pretty darn well and not have any drop-off.
Well, here's the deal. Since they haven't traded Matt Kemp and he's on the team and he's looking pretty good in the spring, this may open up a position in the outfield and bring in somebody into third base there as well, too. Am I right? That could be
Well, they could play.
This could be good because Matt Kemp performed well. He's looking for
He
could be in left field.
He's going to be in left field.
So this will kind of pick up the potential for home runs that they might lose with Justin
Turner. You're not going to get beat up by losing a right-handed power hitter.
Yeah, they could put Kike Hernandez at third if they want to. And I like the fact of putting Chase Utley at second base. Now, you a big Dodger fan, are you, Wayne?
Yes, I do. I mean, I got the Angels at home. You know, we got to play nicely because we have stores in both counties. But we got a big fan because the manager, Dave Roberts, is another winemaker.
That's true. Dave Roberts has a wine called Red Stitch, and it's excellent.
Absolutely.
I texted him when I was in Arizona, and he responded, along with Rich Aurelia, his partner.
Yep.
They both responded, because I'm telling you, they have, and for you wine fans out there, they have a Pinot Noir from Santa Lucia Highlands. It's from Gary's Vineyard.
Pizzoni.
I love Gary Pizzoni. I love Gary Francione. I put this wine of Red Stitch right up there with those other two. It is excellent.
Absolutely. And I was actually texting with Chris earlier today because he's with the Giants at spring training right now.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, okay. So you're thinking you're not worried about this. Dodgers are going to be okay. There's depth on this.
I'm not worried about it. It's a shame. You'd rather have him. You know, you lose a good leader in the clubhouse, but they'll fill in for him.
Okay, so we got that going. Now, what about this this Japanese phenom that the Angels signed, since you brought him up, the guy that can, the Japanese Babe Ruth? What's going on with him, Wing Lam?
Well, I think he's having a bit of a difficult time adjusting because the guys are
somewhat
bigger and faster.
He's not been doing much in spring training. What's the problem?
He's throwing the ball over the plate is what he's doing.
Yeah. How's he, pitching-wise, not really doing a job?
No.
Just getting adjusted. I mean, that's what spring training is. So don't count him out yet. It's still early.
Well, wait till he sees the Yankees and these other teams.
Yeah, this is going to – I'm telling you, this could be kind of interesting.
It's not good. I don't think it's good.
How's his hitting doing, Wing? You've checked him?
He hasn't been hitting well either. I mean, again, everybody's a little bit bigger. I mean, Clayton didn't exactly make him look good the other day, too. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
He's going to bring in some sushi for everybody.
But here's my deal. These scouts say, and everybody was going for this guy, and he got a lot of money to sign. Wouldn't you think the scouts would have said, hey, you know, let's not be too hasty here. This guy may have a problem.
Well, there was a lot of teams that didn't sign him.
Yeah, the Dodgers were after him. There were a lot of teams,
well,
right?
Well, they could have got him for their price, and certainly. But
they would have looked at it, right?
But, you know, they think he's a legitimate talent, and he is. He's good. But I tell you, is a big difference between pitching in the Japanese league and coming in over here and pitching in the major leagues.
Now, you have a couple of Wahoo Fish Taco locations, Wing Lam, in Japan, you said, right?
Yeah, we got a couple in Japan, yeah.
This kid go there and eat it all or anything? Could you help him out a little bit, strengthen him up somewhere?
Send him a six-pack of tacos.
Something, anyway. But so it's going to be an interesting baseball season. I think the Angels are better, but
yes,
we'll see what's going to happen.
Yeah, they are.
I kind of like their team. They're made up. We'll get your thoughts on this as well. You can forward all your stuff. Don't forget, follow Fred on social media. Fred_Dreyer on Twitter. He loves to tweet out to you different stuff over there. Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. You can email him. We have our email segment, FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. And don't forget to go to his website, FredDreyer.co.
Can't get enough of your team? SB Nation's 300-team regional and sports-centric communities are built just for you. Join your fellow fans at SBNation.com for all the best sports news, conversation, and opinion. SBNation.com. Your team, your community.
Have you ever worked at a place where they didn't want you talking about your salary? Actually, have you ever worked anywhere where they did? Unlikely. But don't you have a right to know? If only there were a simple solution. Well, now there is.
How we find jobs has changed. On Indeed.com, our company reviews give you the inside track on thousands of companies. You can research salaries, benefits, company cultures, and more. All on Indeed.com. Search for greatness. Search Indeed, the world's number one job site. Indeed is the world's number one job site according to Comscore total visits.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text MAINE to 42424 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text MAINE to 42424. That's MAIN to 42424.
Every business has unique stats that lead them on a path to growth. Let Muse Platforms find yours with a free assessment to see how we can help you increase sales. Text STATS to 797979 for your free assessment today. MusePlatforms.com will build your digital marketing platform through insight, innovation, and impact. We provide a one-stop shop for Adobe Creative and Marketing Cloud solutions for businesses of all sizes. So text STATS to 797979 today. Let your stats lead you down a path to growth.
If you love fantasy but need to be a part of the action, there's a better way to play, and it's live. WinView Games is the only app that lets you make live props when the game is on TV, compete against other sports fans, talk trash, and if you're right, win cash with an immediate payout each quarter. Playing WinView is easy. During each game, props are sent straight to your phone. So what are you waiting for? Go to winviewgames.com/predict to start cashing in on your sports IQ. That's winviewgames.com/predict. WinView Games. When the game is on, it's on.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come springtime, you can just sit back and relax. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small. Painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app. Home Advisor.
We're back in the Sports Lounge. We being yours truly, Michael Horn, the one and only legend, Fred Dreyer, the acting legend, the all-pro defensive end from football, the master chef and surfer and sports fanatic, Wing Lamb of Wahoo Fish Tacos, and of course, you are great listeners. And so, I'm a hockey fan. Fred, are you the hockey games, Wing Lamb, are you a hockey fan as well?
Oh, yeah. We got a little store inside the Honda Center there with the Ducks, so we...
You like the Ducks? You got a store in the at the pond there, huh?
Inside the arena. The
How does that work? Yeah. How does that work? People
They do really well. I mean, the players enjoy it. I mean, Getzlaf, Perry, they're all fans of tacos.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a great meal.
I'm a Kings fan. Can you get inside the Staples Center, possibly?
Maybe. We got another friend there, Little Birds, that takes care of the Kings.
How about getting inside? You know, the Rams are building a new stadium. What if we get him inside there?
Yeah, I'll call the owner.
We could talk.
I'll call the governor and the owner and the mayor of Inglewood.
That's good. All right, so we got a new. There's under wraps. They have this new hockey team. I didn't even know about it. They're looking in the state of Washington in Seattle, and the Washington governor there, Jay Inslee. He might have slipped up because apparently he revealed Seattle NHL's team new name. He was discussing, I'm sure Governor Brown in California is talking about a high-speed rail between Seattle and Vancouver, and some of the fans are hoping that Inslee, the governor, is mistaken because during the statement he said of the potential rail, and I'm quoting the governor now, "We cannot wait to get on a high-speed rail line to come up and have the greatest hockey rivalry in North America, which is the Seattle Totems versus the Vancouver Canucks." So apparently the Totems is maybe the new name of that Seattle hockey team. What do you think?
It looks that way, doesn't it?
Now, there's a problem. A totem is a pole. So this team is probably not going to move much on the ice.
That won't upset the Liberals. See, they're going to sign off on that.
Yeah, there's a lot of hockey players that come from Europe, you know, Czech Republic and everything, and maybe there's some Polish guys, and they have this totems, the Poles.
I say this. If they're going to go with a Northwest Indian
that's going to be a big
handle,
problem, yeah.
They should go with Wahoo Tacos. They should be called the Wahoo Tacos.
What do you think?
I think it's a great name.
So apparently from 1958 to 1974, there is some history because the Totems were Seattle's Western Hockey League team from 58 through 74. So, but social media has taken a hit on this. And, I don't know.
Well, that's my 2 cents as far as the Totems
Seattle Totems.
And you know what? No one's going to care. They're going to lose so many games, they'll just have to collapse. They'll fold.
They have that new team in Las Vegas who's right up
really
at the top of the heap there, right?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Yeah, if you can pick first and cherry-pick the league, it's not a bad deal.
Am I right?
Yep.
Back in the day, when you were playing football, Fred Dreyer, and they would expand, you know, if you got on that list, it meant you weren't that great of a player left on the team. Nowadays, because of parity in the league, you can pick some pretty good guys if you know what you're trying to put together
for
the
team. Well, everybody will be two games over 500. You know, it'll be wonderful.
That's kind of what it is.
It's going to be wonderful.
It's kind of how it is now, right?
Yeah, there's no dynasties. They don't want dynasties anymore because it's unfair.
Now, if you were to build a team and you looked at everything, what would you go for? Would you go more in football, we're talking for defense, for offense, a blend? What would you do?
I'd go in for midget tossing on third down. I'd bring the midgets in.
Okay.
Three or four midgets at the linebacker position, and then we'll just toss them into the backfield.
That's good. Unfortunately, Dick Ebersol and his son Charlie have come up with that idea for the American Football League.
Great ideas. Don't hang out there
geniuses
for long.
Come up with that. Did you ever meet Dick Ebersol when you were in?
Yeah, I knew Dick.
Good guy. Has he got a good?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
You think he's going to be okay with his kid Charlie helping him out a little bit because he's going to be a consultant, an advisor to the league there, the new Alliance of American Football that's going to launch next February.
I'm happy for them because they got the money to put it together, you know. But if you're going to ask me what I think about it, I don't think much of it.
Wing Lamb, I don't know what you think here, but I'm thinking every once in a while they have, like, you know, they have players that maybe don't make the team. Some of the guys are a cut, but you need a couple of superstars, legends of the game that maybe come out of retirement, get back on the field, and make a name for themselves.
It could be interesting.
What do you think about that, Fred?
Let's see.
What do you think? Who could we get for that? God. You come back, the Sultan of Safeties. You probably could devour a couple of their lines in there.
Ernie, I'm thinking. Arrowhead.
No, not Ernie Arrowhead.
Ernie the Arrowhead from Pittsburgh.
No. But, I mean,
he's like 600 pounds.
If they offered it to you to coach, would you coach?
I'd be in a front office position. I wouldn't be on the floor. Wouldn't be on the floor with these guys.
But you'd like to kind of, it would be a challenge for you to put something team together that might be, you know, competitive.
Well, I think I'm a pretty good judge of talent.
I think you are.
If that means anything. I don't know if that means anything.
I think it does.
Yeah.
And you got to know how to handle talent nowadays. Am I right?
Yeah.
We were talking to Wing Lamb here about how do you hire good people. It's like in football. They get such big salaries now. How do you hire it? I talked to Dave Roberts when I interviewed him at the time, and I said, how do you handle that? You got a guy that has to have his own catcher, and then you have to get rid of that catcher. You got this guy that can only play on this certain day, and you got all these oddities. You got to be able to blend those people to perform. That's a tough thing to do now.
That's going to challenge the totems. Totems are going to be challenged. Huh?
You know, they get a lot of promotions, though. They could have Totem Night where they could give away, you know, travel bags.
Wood.
Give away wood?
They could give away wood.
Travel bags. They could give away the totems and everything.
Here's a bag of wood for...
Anyway, the secret is out. It's the new team of the Seattle Totems, but the fans don't like it. So, will you like the Totems?
I think you bet. Like I said, the Wahoo sounds much more catchy.
The Wahoos would be good. You gotta something that kind of makes you think about the Wahoos. They could have like a big Wahoo sound.
Well, what's going to be the logo? Again, you're going to have a guy running around the sidelines dressed in a totem outfit.
Yes, that would be the mascot.
I want to be that guy.
The mascot is easy for this team. It's just a guy wearing a totem pole outfit.
Let me be the totem pole for a while.
Welcome back to the Sports Lounge. Michael Horn along with Fred Dreyer, and our special guest Wing Lamb is here, and we have emails for you, Fred, to answer here. We got Renee says, Dear Mr. Dreyer, do you have any upcoming public appearances?
You know, I don't immediately. I'm always looking for some. I like to get out there and mix it up a little bit.
But, maybe you can go to a Wahoo Fish Taco location.
We're going to work something out with Wing Lamb where
can
we can
that?
Come down to Costa Mesa.
Absolutely.
And we can have some more tacos and laugh it up with Wing.
That'll be very good. Steve sends us an email. He says, Fred, if you could play any other sport, what would it be? And I think I know what you're going to say here. What would it be?
High diving.
Oh, I was wrong.
What was it?
I thought it was going to be a racquetball. No, you would say baseball. You would say baseball, wouldn't you?
Baseball.
You were a baseball player.
Well,
in high school.
Any other sport? Baseball probably. But
you could bring it as a strappy right-hander.
But maybe I'd like to drive Formula One cars.
Ooh. Oh, that would be
like that.
So that would be above baseball, right? You do Formula One cars.
I know about baseball a little bit. But
you and Tom, the Mongoose McCune.
Yes, of course.
You would get together and do that.
Yeah.
Okay, Uncle M. I didn't know you had an uncle, but Uncle M says, I'd say Bundy is the greatest football player in TV history. 2, Jim Brown. 3, Fred Dreyer. 4, Alex Karras. 5, Ed Marinara. What
Who's
do you think?
Bundy?
I don't know who is Bundy. Who is Bundy? I thought you knew him. Who's Bundy?
I think I should be number one.
That's what I'm thinking here in third place. Wing, who's the greatest football player in TV history?
In TV history?
Besides Fred Dreyer.
I think Montana is right up there.
Yeah, I would say Montana's right up there.
Great games.
Yeah, some good quarterbacks. Okay, if you want to email Fred, we'll read some more before the end of the show. Email Fred. Send him to us at freddreyer@crntalk.com. That's Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, @crntalk.com. Back Back in the sports lounge, Michael Horn, Fred Dreyer, our guest Wing Lamb from Wahoo Fish Tacos. So there's a lobbying effort going on, Fred. I need your comment here.
Mm-hmm.
String training is a mandatory part of the players, they especially the youngsters when they're trying to get up through the minors into the majors. But I did not realize minor leaguers do not get compensated for the 7 day weeks they work in spring training. So and there's a lot of top flight international and domestic people that get seven-figure signing bonuses and all this stuff. But the standardized salary scale for players in their first pro contracts means most of them make less than fast food workers earn on an hourly basis. Now, Wing Lamb is our guest. Do we have an average hourly rate or something? That's always that must drive you crazy, too, because they're always trying to raise rates, aren't they?
Oh, yeah, especially in L.A. County now. I mean, we're trying to catch up to Seattle, so it's going to be right around $15 an
hour. It is.
Well, that keeps people fired, doesn't it?
Yeah. Well, it affects what you pay for the food, and it also affects the company's ability to stay in business because you're still selling the thing for the same price, and all of a sudden you're upped this much more money. That's a tough deal.
Well, here's the main issue, which nobody ever talks about except us.
Right.
And that is the minimum wage is supposed to be right around $4 or $5 because the minimum wage work that you hire people for is an entry-level job, meaning you're not supposed to go into that expecting to make a career out of it.
Correct.
You're supposed to go into it that gives you a place and time to work for somebody for the summer, like a Wing Lamb here in his store, and then at the end, go on and get another job and push it down the road.
But I will say this, and I want Wing your comments here on this deal. There is a place you can elevate if you want to stay in the business because you can go into management in your company, right? So there are those positions open for those that excel and want to stay in it, right?
Yeah, I mean, the opportunity is there, but when the entry is so high, then you can't, you know, the manager that should be making 20 to 30 can't make it because, the bottom is so high already.
I'm with you on this. So here's the deal. In 2016, two Congress people, I'm qualifying it, both of whom received campaign donations from the Major League Baseball's PAC, introduced a Major League Baseball-supported bill called the Save America's Pastime Act to exempt the league from the terms of the Fair Labor Standards Act. And so a massive government spending bill that Congress has put before the deal, this is being continued and discussed right now. So you guys say they should not worry about paying these guys for minor leagues because it's your pathway to the majors, right?
Well, first of all these young players that are working at the major league level, is that what we're talking about?
Yes, yes.
Okay, they belong to somebody. They're in other organizations, and to bring them up, and not pay them specifically for that time that they're up there, is a union problem. And what they should do, that's a representative problem. That's something that representatives, getting kids out of high school, out of college, that to sign contracts in the major league level, should work out. They should keep the government out of it, and it should be a union battle.
There you have it, the words of Fred Dreyer. Wing, you agree to that?
Absolutely. If you're working, you should get paid for it.
Hey, where can people get information about Wahoo Fish Tacos? Where do they go? What's the website?
Wahoos.com, W-A-H-O-O-S.com.
W-A-H-O-O-S, Wahoos.com. Check it out. Don't forget Fred Dreyer. You can always check out his website, Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, freddreyer.co. And by the way, you can download his new movie, Highway 395. Follow him on Facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. His Twitter handle is Fred_Dreyer. And as always, you can email him, freddreyer@crntalk.com. To listen to past shows and catch everything up, don't forget to check out our show website, freddreyershow.com.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn, along with the wonderful Fred Dreyer and the amazing Wing Lamb from Wahoo Fish Tacos. And Uncle M, we were tossing this around the studio, and you say Bundy's the greatest football player in TV history. TV history? Al Bundy would have to be the greatest football player. Am I right about that, Fred Dreyer?
He was a great football player.
I didn't know he was a football player.
In TV?
Yeah, I don't know. Here's Kathy.
I don't get it. I don't understand.
Kathy says, I'm a big fan of the series Hunter. I thought you were fabulous and so handsome.
Thank you.
I had a quick question. Was there a role that you wish you had, a dream role that you would have loved to play?
Well, I think everybody within the right age group would have loved to have been in any great action movie. I think, Indiana Jones, Raiders of the Lost Ark, Dirty Harry.
I could see you as a Dirty Harry type.
Those
yeah.
types of guys, you know.
Yeah, Dirty Harry, I could see you are. I think maybe you could be Spider-Man.
Those are fun roles.
So maybe not Spider-Man. Peter says, are you excited for opening day? How do you think L.A. will do? Is it their year again for the Dodgers?
Yeah, it should be. I mean, they have to, I think, really collapse in order to not to make it again to the World Series.
Okay, now the NFL is trying to fix the catch rule, and the senior vice president of officiating, Al Riverton, announced this last week that he's going to recommend simplifying the language for the catch rule. You got to have control of the ball, 2 feet down or another body part, a football move such as a third step, reaching or extending for the line to gain, or the ability to perform such an act. What do you think of that?
I don't understand the last part of that. They don't either. It's very simple what a catch is. We all knew what a catch was before they politicized everything. So just keep them the hell away from the game.
So what's the catch when before they politicize it? What is it? What's the catch?
Well, it's clear. If I threw you a ball and right. you caught it, everybody would say, yeah, Mike caught it.
Exactly.
Well, what's the problem?
What's the problem with
that? You have
to
look in a book and a handbook to find out if he caught it?
They do now. They have to. Wing, you agree with this?
Well, there's a little bit, like I said, the running and the catching, which is hilarious. Yeah, and I agree with Fred. I mean, you caught it, you caught it.
Yeah, well, that's our show. If you miss anything, you can follow us on facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. Fred Dreyer, Fred underscore Dreyer for Twitter, his handle. Fred Dreyer at CRNTalk.com. His website, FredDreyer.co. Download Highway 395 is available there for you. Some final thoughts from you, Fred Dreyer?
Well, I just like to thank Wing Lam for coming down and his good buddy, Jim. Great to see you, Jim.
Thank you, Wing. Thank
and,
you,
And thanks so much for the great tacos and hospitality, pal. We'll see you later.
Yep.
You're listening to the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.